you've had a very busy week. The doors opened up to the spring semester. On Monday morning, the brand new buildings had been dedicated back in November, so you've got some first-timers seeing how everything's going. You've got new parking lots, new routes, new everything. Well, throwing temperatures about 4 degrees, and how did everything go?
It's just been really incredible. A long time in the works, and it's just been a blast. A lot of our faculty and staff have been helping students, guiding students, telling them, you know, it's a new space. It's 90,000 square feet. People don't know where they're going. They see, you know, here's the libraries over here, the big common area. And so a lot of us were working all this week and continuing today and tomorrow to make sure they're getting to the right place. They are loving it. You should just see the looks on their faces. And, you know, you've got blooming foods and you've got the common area. Yesterday we had a resource fair. It was jam-packed with people. We had a cupcake bar where students were decorating their own cupcakes, and they're just enjoying the place. It's just fantastic. And we're all under one roof. I mean, I can't tell you how much that means to all of us. It's just incredible.
And having that roof, it's on, right? The heat works. Everything's good.
Everything's good. The heat is working, and it's just outstanding. And the only thing that still needs to be done is the culinary area with the restaurant, only the restaurant area. So the rest of it is all open and ready for service. So we're rocking and rolling, as we say.
Well, that's great. In the first week, too, you never know about getting the bugs out until everybody shows up to get the bugs out. There's really not a way to force that many people through it, not that many people to force into parking lots and into the hallways. So you really don't know until you know, and once everybody's there and gets everything. The cold hasn't been a problem, though, nothing that's popped up because of the freezing cold weather?
No, not at all, other than I think I shared with you before we got on the line that we had a little fire alarm go off yesterday, and it was freezing cold. So, that's going to happen in a new building here and there. There was nothing. It was just a tripped alarm, but we were all standing outside in the freezing cold for a few minutes. But, you know, hey, it woke us all up. We got back in the building, and we went back to business. So
and you haven't had a more productive day since.
That's exactly right.
Everybody was so, all right, we're awake. Let's get it going. So
let's
I noticed
get back in.
I noticed you calling this morning means you didn't hit the Powerball either. Is that accurate?
No. No. Truth be told, I didn't even play. So there you go.
Then you couldn't have had a chance at $1.6 billion. But those more fortunate did. But that's the easy way out. Ivy Tech helps out here in our communities. They get people ready for their next step in life, or better, the current life they're having. And this semester is coming up. Even though school has started, you can still help get some folks in who maybe are a little bit late to their New Year's resolution.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're still accepting students to register still for the 16-week courses that started this week. We'll help you get started. But you might want to even wait until our second 8-week classes start in March. But you can come in now, and we can help you, and we can get you prepared till you're ready on that first day. And I'd like to real quick talk about some scholarships.
Oh, good,
We've increased our scholarships this spring by over 10%, so we've given over $60,000 in scholarships. And we have 100 individual awards being made, which is an increase of almost 8%. And we have scholarships targeted for a variety of different groups of students. So you're returning a non-traditional student, women, first-generation students, single parents, veterans. And we give scholarships out to people who do lots of great things in our community for civic engagement or extracurricular activities. So, you know, if you're coming in and you need some help, just ask us, and we'll guide you to the scholarship office and get your application in and see what we can do to help you out.
How do you increase those scholarships? Where do you get that help from?
That is from our wonderful donors that give specifically to some of those different targeted populations that I just talked about. And so through our campaign, lots of people, you know, maybe somebody isn't interested in putting in a classroom or something like that, but they sure have an experience of their own. They might have been a first-generation student, and so that's where they want to put their money to help somebody, pay it forward and give back.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech and the new and improved all under one roof. Now, as we talk about that, you still have other locations you use here in Bloomington and Monroe County. So if somebody hears that, they say, wait a second, I signed up for something over here. Mm-hmm. Those places are still operating, correct?
Well, you're right. And one example of that is the Waldron. You know, we own the Waldron downtown. And in fact, you know, our Center for Lifelong Learning is out there, and the catalog is out. We've got lots of great courses, and those courses, some will be offered at the Walden, but some will also be offered in other areas, not just on our campus on Daniels Way, but also in Orange County. We have a class on urban farming, and, you know, but we've got beginning guitar, crochet, watercoloring. And I know you signed up yesterday for the crochet class, which I noticed.
I already know how to do that, thanks to my relatives.
So
but
you're
right.
But
you're right. I can always refine my skill. And I don't know how to crochet. Right. Of course, I don't know how to do that. That's something that it's fun. It gets you out of the house when it's cold and nasty, and again, it keeps you sharp and rolling right along. Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. Ivy Tech, the Chancellor. So the construction on the kitchen is it? That is the final piece of the puzzle.
Right. It's the restaurant, so where we would have the Crossing Cafe and serve our lunches on Wednesdays, and then, you know, normally packed all the time, and they're going to, you know, we're going to have a little bit more space. That's just the last piece that needs to be completed. So we hope to start those lunches in the very near future, hopefully by spring break.
Yummy. I know we'll talk to you every Thursday to keep us updated on that. We should probably keep that under the rug until Keith and I get out there and sample everything to make sure everything is okay. More of a public service to the community just to make sure that the new restaurant is up and running on all of that. You got big weekend plans, or are you just ready to rest after the first week here with everybody back in the new semester?
Lots of things going on, for the family and things like that. And then on Monday is Martin Luther King Day, so I plan to go to a number of the different events that are going on around town. And other than that, maybe catch a movie or something, and that's it.
Very nice. Now, Ivy Tech's schedule for Martin Luther King Day on Monday is?
We are closed on Martin Luther King Day.
Okay, and I'm glad we brought that up, because sometimes I know your schedule follows the real world a lot of the times, and that is a popular holiday for a lot of business people and regular life folks as well. So Ivy Tech will be closed on Monday along with the schools as well. So that's a good one to remember, and we'll pass that along to everybody. Hey, have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keith will return from Greener Pastures next Thursday. Who knows where he's at? We'll have to break that down. And again, make our standing reservation there for the first seating, if you will, at the new restaurant out there, because Keith and I will take advantage of eating anytime we can.
You got it.
Thanks, Jenny. We appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Stay warm, and
we'll talk to you
next week. Jenny Vaughn, she's the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, and she checks in with us on Thursday mornings to get you caught up on all the happenings at the brand new Ivy Tech.